When we passed our budget back in the spring, outlined our priorities. Where's the budget's, where's the president's plan? When's he going to lay his cards on the table? This debt limit increase is his problem, and I think it's time for him to lead by putting his plan on the table, something that the Congress can pass.
The Republicans are not only by their actions defaulting on our government and global governments, they're defaulting on the family budget. The very pensions, the very mortgages, the credit card interest, the 401ks that are put in jeopardy because of this double daring, not with the president, but with the American people.
Tuesday, the president's half-brother was killed by one of his bodyguards at a gathering with other officials. The gunman was killed in a shootout that followed with other bodyguards. The Taliban claimed the killer was their agent, but Afghan officials cast doubt on that. Analysts agree AWK's death is a blow to regional stability as the Afghan government tries to negotiate with the Taliban and U.S. and NATO draw down their forces.
Kind of like you're hanging off the edge of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Ryan, you ready for motion?
Ready for motion.
The next thing is we need to transfer control from Ron to you, Mike, so Ron can set the CGT. Copy.
Okay, and your phase two.
Ready.
Got green light, 9.2 turns.
Green light.
I love it when
a plane comes
together. Mike Fossen being moved on the end of the station's robotic arm. You see the Quest airlock there at the bottom right-hand side.
The ESP2 egress position.
Copy.
The legend of the Chupacabra began in Puerto Rico, migrated to Mexico and the U.S., these pictures taken by Linda Crabtree 1 week ago. The animal has no hair and was walking in a neighboring field, believed to be the same one she and her husband first saw.
He had been out foraging, undoubtedly, in the neighborhood, up the creek, looking for something to eat, and he got caught out later than he should have.
Is this a chupacabra? Jeff Crabtree thinks not.